Let's talk world champion weapons with Senior Master Kaminsky. Here we go.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Welcome, ATA Nation, to episode number 17 of the ATA Nation Podcast. My name is Senior Master Candidate Zach Hayden. That was weird. I'm so used to calling myself Master Hayden. Yes, I'm training for Senior Master. I got back from a training at World Headquarters with Grandmaster MK. That was amazing. I'm getting everything ready to go to World Championships and do some more mastership training there. It's going to be a lot of fun. But today we have an interview for you with Senior Master Kaminsky. Now, let me say, Senior Master Kaminsky has been a ProTech guy for a long time. If you ever watched him do his weapons form, it is amazing. Just fantastic stuff. So he was the perfect guy to talk to give you guys, ATA Nation, some tips on getting your weapons forms ready for World Championships, whether you're competing in the TOC, whether you're competing in the regular tournament, or whether you're just going to get ready for the next regional event. He's got some great tips for you today. But before that, I wanted to hit with a little bit of upcoming events.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
So, ATA Nation, I wanted to highlight two specific events at the World Conference this year. I don't know. By the time you hear this, there may not be any spaces left. But if you are a school owner, a licensee, or a staff member at a school, I really think you should look into attending the ATA Thrive Live Mastermind and Networking event. I have been lucky enough to be on the ATA Marketing Council through all of 2020, and these individuals worked so hard. There was a time during a large portion of 2020 where the Marketing Council, the Business Council, these Tournament Council, all these councils were meeting every single week to try to help ATA licensees across the globe during the pandemic. And the bright minds in the Marketing and the Business Council have just some amazing ideas. And this mastermind and networking event is, you know, definitely something that you want to attend. So you need to check it out. There might not even be spaces by the time you hear this episode, but that is July 27th. Go to atamartialarts.com and definitely check out the event there. So if there's space, if you're an ATA licensee or staff member at a licensed ATA school, you need to totally check that out. It's going to be worth it. The other thing that I want to highlight, I've heard some amazing testimonials from the Injury Prevention and Performance Training Seminar from ATA Brand Ambassador Mrs. Kaminsky. She is a certified trainer. She has such knowledge about the sport specific things, and you know, she's a world champ, she's an ATA ambassador, she knows the sport. I've heard some really great things about this event, and I think you should look into that as something that you are going to attend. This is just going to take our athletes to the next level, whether it's for you personally or, you know, for you to help train your students, yourself, other individuals at your school, to be a resource, to make sure that we as athletes are learning the right ways to train, to prevent injuries, is really important. This is something that is new for us in the ATA, and I think is really important. as we continue to level our athletes up, we need to understand this information. Oh, guys, sorry. I said I was going to highlight two things, but I got to bring in a third, because if you are not attending the Back to Basics seminar with Presiding Grandmaster Soon-Ho Lee and Grandmaster MK Lee, you're going to miss out. I've even heard rumor that they are going to try to stream this one seminar. Everything else, you got to be at Worlds to do. But I've even heard that they're going to try to stream this seminar so that people from all across ATA Nation, even if you're unable to make the World Championships, can train together with us for that. So if I hear more information about that, I will be sure to let you, ATA Nation, know. Now, let's get to our interview with special guest, Senior Master Kaminsky.
Special guest interview.
ATA Nation, we have with us 7th degree black belt, Senior Master Kaminsky. You've been part of the project department for a long time, and I know you've been staying super busy, got some cool stuff coming for World Championships. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Hey, ATA Nation, how's everyone doing?
I'm sure they are super excited to hear you on the podcast. And I know some people have been watching on Thrive events and getting ready to train with you. I'm sure you've got people getting ready for World Championships. We are looking for some tips on training our ProTec weapons for this tournament season for World Championships. What do you got your guys doing?
Okay, that's a great question, sir. And really, it comes down to consistent training. We train all year round. And then as we get closer to big events, whether it's nationals, districts, World Championships, then I really like to kind of get them mentally set for those competitions. So we kind of start to get into that mindset, that champion's mindset. And we practice everything and we visualize from start to finish. So yes, in other words, I'll have them like sit on the side of the ring. I'll have them imagine themselves, you know, in the competition ring, see the three judges, listen to them hear, you know, call your name, enter the ring like a champion. They get one shot. This is it. Mm-hmm. And I try to get them to, you know, focus and visualize on that. No matter what happens, you can't just stop and say, let me restart. That wasn't my best form.
Yes, sir.
And just try to get into that mind frame that we have to have perfect practice, that we get that one chance. And when you come out to practice, let's do it one time and then start to finish, even answering up, bowing in, leaving the ring, seeing the judges give you your scores, and then exiting the ring as well. So it's kind of like getting in that mind frame of, you know, you got that one chance. This is it, whether it's for, you know, district championships or whether it's for your world title.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's it.
And I love that, because so many people forget about the mental side of the training. You know, they rep the form over and over again, but the pressure at these events of Worlds or Nationals is a whole new level. And if you don't spend some time mentally preparing, that can really be detrimental.
Totally agree, sir. And that is what we try to focus on, because they have been repping their forms and they can do their form over and over. And then it's like, okay, you know, did you ever have your students, like, you come over and you stand in front of them and watch, and they're like, oh, I just did it perfect. Like when you weren't watching. How
yes,
many times,
sir,
have you heard that one? Right.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, exactly. And it's like, well, you know, we got to put them in kind of those pressure situations. So I kind of try to get them fired up. Actually, you know, we had our district championships, and I just start blasting music. I would bow them in for their traditional form, and then I would blast, because, you know, you have creative and extreme going sometimes at
yes,
the same
sir.
Times. You have all this crowd noise. I would just blast the music, and then I would start it and stop it and just try to really break their concentration. And then sometimes I would just start screaming like, hey, or I would, you know, because you could be right next to a ring and all of a sudden somebody just won world champion.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to hear the crowd is going to just start going like crazy. So it's like, I would, so we were doing that, you know, for leading up to district championships, and we're definitely continuing that same type of you know, concentration, mental training.
Yes, sir.
Just trying to visualize, because they've competed with that weapon form all year long. Obviously, with COVID, it's been a different situation.
If you're in the top 10, if you're getting ready to compete for Worlds, you've been doing this form. This is not a new experience for you. The form.
Exactly. Yeah. So now it's like, okay, how can we get that to the next level? And I'll throw them out, you know, have them come into a Tigers class or something and just put them in front of people and say, okay, Tigers, check this out. We're going to have, you know, Miss McNutt, she's a third degree black belt. She's ranked number, you know, one in the ATA and she's competing for world champ. Check out her weapon form right now. And, you know, just throw them on the spot.
Yes, sir.
And then have them come up and rock out their weapon form. And, you know, if they make a mistake, it's okay. Tigers don't know a difference. They're like, whoa, look how cool that is. And then, you know, it doesn't take very long, but it gives them, hey, if they mess something up, you know, then it's like, hey, you know what we need to improve and work on. Because when you're just practicing it over and over, it's one thing. But, you know, you're going to make the mistakes when you're put on the spot, when you're under pressure.
The performance is there.
Yes. And that would be, I think, for us, that's some of the things that we focus on.
I love
even
that.
For myself, training, you know, I can visualize, I can hear my wife yelling. So, I get out there and I can hear her saying, come on, Master K, let's go, Master K. And I seriously like can hear her screaming that on the sidelines, like, and then I picture that, and then I go into the ring, I bow in, and you know, I do my form. Yes. And then same thing, like after I'm done with that form, you know, I don't just go right back to my form and practice it again. I kind of set my weapon down, I kind of walk away, I kind of get a sip of water, you know, okay, what did I need to improve? And then maybe just practice that little section, maybe practice that little combo, like, oh man, that one spot of the form, you know, didn't feel as smooth as I would like.
Yeah.
And then after that, okay, then I put the weapon down, go get a sip of water, check my, you know, messages or whatever. And I'll go through the same process. I can hear my wife, come on, Master K, let's go, babe, come on. And I could hear, you know, other people, and I can visualize the stage or the judges, whether it's testing, you know, or competition, and just kind of visualize that and then go out there and say, this is it. I got to do my best weapon form right now. And then, you know, perform it. Because for me, it's like when I'm practicing, you know, after students leave, it's hard to get yourself fired up and motivated. So I have to kind of go through that and pump myself up.
Yes, sir.
And kind of feel that pressure.
I love that. I think that is such an important, that mental training is so important and something a lot of people leave out. Now, one more question I want to ask you about weapons. So we know this year, this tournament season is a little wonky because it started early. But I think there are still a fair number of people who are using this summertime to kind of be the start of a new season. It's not actually the start of a new season. We're in the middle of a season, but we still have basically what used to be a regular season length ahead of us. So if I'm looking to start a new weapon, you know, after World Championships, I've decided, hey, I'm going to go in and I'm switching from that double chuck that I was going to do, and I'm going to do trisectional, or I'm switching weapons. What are some pieces of advice that you'd give somebody starting a new weapon to start getting that the reps? What do they need to do to look at to make sure they're setting a good foundation?
So I think it comes down to the basics. You know, I think everything comes back to basics, whether it's your form, whether it's your weapons, sparring and combat. You know, take that new weapon form that you're going to do and really work on the basic skills, really work on the basic strikes, and then start putting the components together of the form. You know, taking the hardest sections of that form and really trying to just drill those sections of it and then move on to that next section. I think a lot of times people in forms, they also just like memorize the form, but try to get an understanding of the form and what is the purpose of some of these strikes? Like, you know, what are we doing with that weapon? Where's our eye contact? how are we using that weapon? Is it, you know, a block? Is it a strike? Is it some type of disarm? Where's your targeting? So if you can kind of really like get into the weapon, get into the mindset, like what are we really doing? It's just not, you know, like, oh, one, two, three, strike, 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 mm-hmm. or whatever. Like, kind of start to put that visualization of, okay, I understand this weapon. I see how we're using these strikes, whatever weapon it is. And then, you know, when you're learning it, you can kind of get into it a little bit better.
Yes, sir.
And then, you know, that would be one of my things. I always, when I teach students new weapon forms, I try to really give them explanations. And, you know, sometimes I got to make things up or, you know, visualize multiple attackers or, yeah, it would be like this, or you could do it like this. Sometimes I come up with something different. I'm like, oh, well, or it could be like this. You know, so that gives them kind of a way to kind of memorize it and then try to get into some drills, whether it's back, depending on what weapons they're learning, bag drills, partner drills, work emphasizing the end of the strikes, always making sure it's an extension of your body. So it's just like your Taekwondo moves, just you got a little bit more reach with that.
Yes, sir.
With that weapon.
I love that. It's funny that you say that about, you know, getting into the moves and understanding what they do. I was just talking to my black belts this week about their forms and just, you know, that idea that we got to remember we're doing martial arts. You know, these are strikes. These are blocks. There are practical uses for these. And we need to make sure that we remember those and make sure that we pay attention to that instead of, like you said, just this memorization where we're like, my body does this and then this and then this, and not remembering what it's all about.
Exactly. And then I also try to, you know, think about, you know, putting yourself in an athletic position, putting yourself, you know, if you weren't holding this weapon, if you were holding like a medicine ball that's like 20 pounds, like where would your elbows be? Where would your, you know, stance and your core, you know, trying to make sure that they keep their, you know, body posture and their shoulders back and putting their like elbows in the right spot and trying to make sure they're keeping everything starting from their inside close to them and then exploding out.
Yes, sir.
So those would be some of the, especially for the beginner stages, you know, just trying to memorize it. And then like we talked about earlier, once you get into the, you know, they got the forms down, then we got to switch gears a little bit and start really trying to mentally prepare them for, you know, for that event.
Yes, sir. Well, I really appreciate those tips. I think that's going to be really useful for those people getting ready for Worlds, especially some of those ideas about mentally training. And I love the music and the yelling next year. I think that's a great idea to get people ready for those kind of events. So I appreciate your time today, sir. We look forward to seeing you at World Championships.
I can't wait, sir. You've been doing an awesome job. We appreciate, you know, all the effort that you've been putting into it. And I can't wait to see HA Nation at World Championships.
Yes, sir.
Phoenix, let's go. Let's go.
Yes, sir. We'll see you there.
Listener feedback.
HA Nation, I love hearing from you guys. So you need to make sure you join the insiders. All you have to do is text 260-250-3975. What should you text to that number? Whatever you want. Tell me your name. Tell me your rank. Tell me how cool you are. Doesn't matter to me. Just text me. We'll get you on the list. Last week, I gave a couple of shout-outs to people who were district champions. This year, I got a couple of more responses. Congratulations to Jenny Long. 4 district titles, her very first district championships. That is amazing. Congratulations. Mr. Billu did an amazing job. He's got a couple district champions. Fantastic stuff. Okay. These guys are just rocking. Congratulations. It's so neat to see all the district champions from all over the country. Now I cannot wait to give some shout outs for new world champions. So, make sure that you are on the insiders list, 'cause I'm going to send out some questions for you guys over the next couple of weeks to get input and some listener feedback for the show. But for now, we are going to let you guys go. Have a wonderful rest of your training week and make sure that you share this episode with a friend. Get out there and take some action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Okay, ATA Nation. Have anybody else have like a crazy busy summertime? The kids get off summertime off, and man, my summertime is just completely booked. Luckily, part of that is going to World Championships, which is super awesome, except my family doesn't get to come with me this year because my wife is going to be super pregnant at that point. Actually, due August 13th with our son coming, and so she's got to stay home. So I'll be heading to Phoenix all by my lonesome. But luckily my ATA family will be there. Can't wait to see you guys. Keep up the awesome work and talk to you in next week's episode.